I think he's been very productive. You know, I know he gets the attention of the opposing defenses we've played, and I'm sure it won't be any different this week, down in Tampa. I think he's got one touchdown. You know, I think probably him and us would probably like to have that production up. But, it's just the way it's gone this first half. And I think, some of the inconsistencies, the number of different guys we've had at quarterback, that doesn't help. You know, we started the season with a new left guard, so pass protection, that gets influenced. And those aren't excuses. Those are just realities. But hopefully we'll get more consistent moving forward. Well, I think Jay will get the biggest benefit of, this will be his second start. He missed five games, and, I think he'd be the first to tell you that's, there's a little rust there. Anytime the guy comes back after missing time, regardless of the position, and particularly a quarterback, there's some – adjusting. I think also, both the run game and obviously the offensive line can be good friends to the quarterback. Well, it's huge. I think any quarterback alive, even guys wearing gold jackets will tell you that's, quarterback's best friend. And you don't want to become one-dimensional. Sometimes when you're throwing the ball 50, 55 times a game, it's, not very good regardless of how talented you are as a quarterback. So you want to try to get as much balance as you can. Typically when you have those kind of numbers throwing the ball, you're usually behind, and that's not ever a good sign. Establishing run game is critical, I think, for, any quarterback. When Jeremy got hurt, his reps picked up, and, I think it wasn't too big for him. He's handled it well. He's a humble kid, good teammate, high-character guy that's, kept a level head. Sometimes some early success can go to guys' heads, but that's not been the case with Jordan.